In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our scriptures today point us toward an understanding of wisdom from the biblical perspective. The Book of Wisdom is part of a whole library of wisdom books, which include books like Psalms and Proverbs. And they really ask the big questions about the meaning of life and our place in the universe. And then, of course, today's gospel is the famous story of the wise and foolish bridesmaids. And again, is an essay or an image or a story that invites us to meditate on what makes for wisdom. I feel for those foolish bridesmaids because I feel in this story that their lives are full of anxiety. You know, they show up. I imagine that they were the ones rushing late, overburdened with all kinds of other distractions. And so they show up without extra oil, waiting for the bridegroom. The wise ones, of course, had plenty of oil. The story begs many questions, including why didn't the wise bridesmaids share with the foolish ones? Why couldn't the foolish ones just walk with the wise ones in the light of those lamps? But we're not going to talk about those questions today, but more to meditate on how wisdom can be elusive for us in a world that is full of anxiety. This week has been a real image of anxiety as we still, as I'm filming this on Friday, are waiting for election results. People are, at least the ones I talk to, anxious on both sides, worried about what's going to happen, worried about the deep division in our country. I was walking through the neighborhood this morning with Sebi, who's once again sneaking in the video. And, you know, next door neighbors, one after another, one with Biden's sign and one with a Trump sign, neighbors who live together and work often in the same places and yet are divided politically. That's led to anxiety. And of course, the rising numbers of COVID cases throughout the country and here in Michigan create a sense of anxiety. What's going to happen? What's going to happen economically? What's going to happen socially? I was really influenced early in my ministry by what's called Bowen theory. Murray Bowen was a psychologist who worked with children who were identified as having psychological problems. And what he discovered in his practice was you could not treat the child apart from looking at the wider family system. These children didn't just, they weren't just born carrying these different symptoms and psychoses and problems. It was really part and parcel of the family system in which they were raised. Rabbi Ed Friedman took that idea and applied it to congregations. And also both of them and others have applied it more widely in society. Where we are full of chronic anxiety, we lose some critical abilities to function. We lose the ability to be gracious. We lose the ability to be imaginative. Our brains kind of shut down. We have a circle the wagons mentality, an us versus them, everything black and white mentality. And that can really harm our ability to function at our highest level. Bowen called it emotional regression, that in times of chronic anxiety, we regress emotionally and lose the capacity for our highest functioning as human beings. I look at the parable today about the bridesmaids and I see Bowen theory through and through this. The foolish bridesmaids panicked. They were full of anxiety, they didn't know what to do, so they ran to get more oil and missed their opportunity. The wise ones were more deeply grounded, and I was reflecting also on the people in my life throughout the years whom I've looked at as being sources of or paragons of wisdom. And they have always tended to be the ones who were able to stay calm. There was a teacher when I was first out of college, I taught in a boarding school. And this old teacher, he was one of those old crusty guys. Nothing fazed him. When the rest of us were always running late, actually running across campus, it was a pretty big campus up in the Berkshires, he never broke a sweat. He always prepared ahead and was on time. He dealt with the emotional problems of the kids. He was a trusted counselor and a wise and calm person. I think about the bishop who ordained me, whose name was a German version of wise man, and never do I can I think of a more apt name for him, who again was so deeply grounded and rooted and was able to remain calm even in difficult times. I think that's the capacity that we need to have. I think that's the call from the gospel today. You know, the wise bridesmaids weren't able actually to help the foolish ones because the oil was not something they could actually give. It was something intrinsic to themselves. The oil in the lamps in this parable for me is that capacity to be grounded in God and able to remain calm in the midst of anxious times. That's not something we can give other people. We can't fix other people. We can't change them. We can only work on ourselves. We can only develop the capacity for emotional maturity and spiritual maturity ourselves. And when we do that, according to Bowen theory, when we work on ourselves and increase our own capacity for, I'm going to call it wisdom, he called it, I think, differentiation. When we develop that capacity, what happens is we create space for other people to do the same thing. When we're not over-functioning and trying to fix them and change them, we give them space to do their own work and to grow emotionally and spiritually as well. And so I invite you in this very anxious season, a time when we're worried about politics, worried about the economy, worried about the pandemic, worried about our families, and that's on top of the individual worries that each of us carry for our families and for our health and for everything else. I encourage you to get more oil for your lamp. And how do you do that? You do that by grounding yourself in your relationship with God and finding the things that increase your capacity for calm and peace and emotional maturity. For me, it's things like making sure I try to get a good night's sleep, eating healthy food, exercising, having some time for joy and play. My dog is a great inspirer of joy. He lives in the moment. He doesn't worry about the future. He is only interested in what's right in front of him. Let's see if I can find him here. Where's that dog? Where's the stick? Where's the toy? Where's the treat? That's his function. Finding those opportunities, even in tough times, for joy and for playfulness moves us out of that anxious retreat and helps us to uncircle the wagons and to be more open to what God is saying and doing in us. And spiritually, it is those ancient practices. I feel like a broken record as a pastor. You know, it's rooting ourselves in Scripture. I mean, our noonday prayer service, one of the great joys has been just reading those Psalms over and over and meditating on the Scriptures every day just for a few minutes. It is worship. It's, you know, find those things maybe online that are helpful to you, those hymns or spiritual music that feeds you. I've loved singing Gregory's music along with him on my CDs and on YouTube. And we'll get a chance here in a second for the Lord's Prayer again. And centering prayer, a new practice for me, one that's been brought to our church by Paul Bozomowski and Judy Marchioni and by the Higginses and by Father John. You know, give that a try if that's something that feeds you. There's lots of different spiritual practices. That might not be the one for you, but there is one that will help to ground you in God and increase your capacity for emotional and spiritual maturity and give you the peace that comes when your lamp is full of oil and when you can greet the bridegroom with joy. Amen.